Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding six lines from the top on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph by the words Amrav Yehuda Amrav. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that during the Regalim, so the Azara was filled with different members in Klal Yisrael coming to bring their karbanes. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda Amrav, Bishashi Yisrael Eilin L'Rego, when Klal Yisrael were Eilin L'Rego, they were Aimdin Tzefufin U'mishtachvim Rivachim. They filled up the Azara to the extent that they were standing Tzefufin, all bunched together, their feet weren't even touching the ground, it was so packed in the Azara. U'mishtachvim Rivachim. Yet when they would bow down, they had a lot of space. Which Rashi says means not just that they had space to bow, but they also had space that when they were saying their vidui, so the person next to them didn't hear them. That was one of the nisim, that they had extra space, not just enough space to bow, but even space to say vidui without the person next to them hearing them. The Ben Yoyada says that Rashi's diak was from the fact that it says u'mishtachvim rivachim, meaning let Rabbi Yehuda Merav just tell us that there was this nes that they were aimdin tzufuf and u'mishtachvim. That gufa tells us that obviously there was space to bow. If you tell me that they were aimdin tzufuf and still u'mishtachvim, that they were able to bow, so obviously there was space to bow. So why does it say u'mishtachvim rivachim and they bowed and had extra space and they had a lot of space? So that's where Rashi knew it from, that it must be because the extra space was to say vidui without the one next to them hearing them. Now, why are we talking about them saying vidui? So the Tashbetz actually in Chuvus, the Tashbetz in Chelek Gimel and Simen Lamed Zayin, Ayisid Gimel, he writes that really, even though this member starts that Bishashi Yisrael Eilin L'Regel, which makes it sound like we're talking about the Shalosh Regalim, he says really that's just going on the fact that they were Aimdim Tzfufim. That which they were Aimdim Tzfufim, so that was during the Regalim. But this idea that they were Mishtachvim Revachim, this was specific to Yom Kippur. Then Yom Kippur, when they bowed on Yom Kippur, so they bowed and they had extra space, obviously, because when they were bowing, they were saying their own Vidui as well, even though the Kohen Gadol said Vidui for them, but they also said their own vidui. And really this memra about this nes of Mishnachvim Revachim is talking about Yom Kippur. Could be also that even when the Rabbi Yehuda Merav said B'shay Yisrael Eilin L'Rego, maybe he only meant Yom Kippur. Maybe Yom Kippur is called the Regel, and the whole memra was referring to Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a diak, the fact that it says Eilin L'Rego, not Eilin L'Regolim. Okay, I don't know, but either way, this part of Mishtachvim Revachim, that Tashbetz says, is for sure talking about Yom Kippur, and that's why Rashi says, talks about Vidui. The Tashbetz there also talks about this nes, that they would say Vidui, and the one next to them didn't hear. But either way, so Rav Yehuda Merav says that there were Aimdin Tzfufin, Mishtachvim Revachim, V'nim Shachim Achadasre Amma Achayre Beis HaKapayres. And they extended into the 11 Amis that were behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Gemara Maika Amar. Meaning, if there was an ace that they had enough space, so why does it then say like something like very unnatural, and that they went into those extra 11 amos? So what are we mentioning those extra 11 amos for? Says the Gemara, Hachikamer. This is what the Rav Yehuda Merav meant to say, that afal pishan imshachin achadasrei ama acharei beis hakapayres. That even though while they were standing, they filled up that entire space. So there was mamish no extra space. Va'imdin tzvufin. They were standing tzvufin, meaning even off the ground. Still, still, when they bowed and they had extra space. That's what Rav Yehuda Merav meant to say. And this is one of the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesachos Avos, that there were Asara nisim nasu b'Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one is that lo yapila isha me'reach basar hakodesh, that an isha who enjoyed the smell of the basar which was kodesh, so she wasn't allowed to eat it, and she smelled it normally, which is something which is dangerous for an isha mu'beres, to smell and have a taiva to eat something and then not give it to her is very dangerous. And yet here, the Isha would smell the basar kodesh, would have a taiva, we wouldn't give it to her, and still laya pila, still an Isha never miscarried from this event. V'lo yisriach basar kodesh me'aylam, and the second ace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, is that Basar HaKodesh never spoiled, that even though sometimes the Kohanim didn't have time to bring the Karbanis, whichever Karbanis it was, and so they would put it on top of the Mizbeach. Once it was on top of the Mizbeach, there wouldn't be a Psul Lina. So they would put it on top of the Mizbeach, sometimes they wouldn't get back to it for another couple of days. And yet still it never spoiled. Still that was one of the Nisun that the Basar never spoiled. Nais number three is Vainir is Vuv Beis HaMat B'chayim. Now in the Beis HaMat B'chayim, where they dealt with the meat of the kachim, they cut it up, it was bloody, it was smelly, so that's a place where naturally you would have zvovim, you'll have flies, and yet still the third nace was that there was never a fly that was seen in the Beis HaMat B'chayim in the Azara. So that's the third nace. Nace number four is Va'ira Keri L'Kain Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. The Kain Gadol never became a Baal Keri, which the Marsha over here brings the Kasha of the Yerushalmi, that if so, then why did we do all the different things that we did to ensure that the Kain Gadol wouldn't become a Baal Keri? We said that we would only give him certain food, certain amount of food, we made him stay up the whole night. Why are we doing all that if anyways there was a nace, asked the Yerushalmi, if anyways this we're saying now this is the fourth nace to happen in the Beis HaMikdash, is that anyways the Kohen Gadol never became a Baal Keri? So that's the kasha that the Marsha brings from the Yerushalmi. And he brings the Yerushalmi's teretz is that first of all that we're not saimich on a nace, that's the first teretz, and therefore we do whatever is naturally in our capabilities to do to prevent the Kohen Gadol from becoming a Baal Keri. And the second teretz he says is that the Yerushalmi says is that these nisim could be only happened, or at least this nes only happened in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, but maybe in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, so this nes wasn't an automatic thing, and therefore we had to take all the precautions necessary to ensure that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't become a Baal Keri. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Nes number 6, Nes number 5, is Vaynimtza Psua Ba'imer B'shtei Lechem U'Blechem Apanim. So that's 5, 6, and 7. So that's 3. There was the Psua was never found in the Karban Aymer, in the Shtei Lechem, and the Lechem Apanim. So that's 5, 6, and 7. And Rashi points out that the reason for the Nes of these three things, that there was never a Psua found in the Karban Aymer, or the Shtei Lechem, and Shvuas, or the Lechem Apanim, baked every week, is because all these things, if a Psua was found, it wouldn't be replaceable, because the Aymer had to dafka be harvested Matzei Yontif, and the Shtei Lechem had to dafka be baked Erev Yontif, and the Lechem Apanim on Erev Shabbos. And if it was found that if it became possible, so you weren't able to cut more Aymer, and you weren't able to bake more bread on Yontif, because it's not Deichi Yontif, and you weren't able to bake bread on Shabbos. So therefore, it was necessary to have these Nisim, that the Psul was never found in any of these things. That the Psul was never found in the Aymer, in the Shtei Lechem, and the Lechem Apanim. So that's 7. Number 8 is that Aymdim Tzfufen Mishtachim Revachim, this Nis that we mentioned before, that they stood up and there was no room, they were their feet weren't even touching the ground, and yet still when they bowed, they had a lot of space. So that was nace number 8. Nace number 9 is Vayhizik Nachash V'Akrav Yushalayim E'ilam. That a Nachash and an Akrav, which are commonly found in Yerushalayim, they never actually hurt anyone in Yerushalayim. And nace number 10 is Amar Adam L'Chaveira Yitzar Li HaMakayim Sha'alim Yerushalayim. A person never said to his friend that the space is tight in Yerushalayim, where I have to sleep over in Yerushalayim, that it's Tzar Li HaMakayim, that it's painful for me. Rashi says both financially and in terms of space. That a person never said that it's tight on my wallet or it's tight in space for me to stay over in Yerushalayim. That was the 10th nace that the Mishnah over here in Ava says. So says the Gemara, in fact the Gemara, we mentioned this whole Mishnah because we just wanted to mention the fact that one of the Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was this, that Aymdin Tzfufin Mishtachim and Revachim. But once we mentioned this Mishnah, now the Gemara asks, that Pasuk B'Mikdash V'Sayim Yerushalayim, that you started off saying that there's 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the last two you said were things that happened in Yerushalayim, and not in the Beis HaMikdash particularly. It says, V'Hizik Nachash V'Akrav Yerushalayim Me'olam, and it says, so those were two that were about the entire Yerushalayim, not just the Beis HaMikdash. So why are those two in the Mishnah? The Mishnah starts off saying the Tanisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, in Achanami, Ikatarti Achra Naisam, Bamikdash, there are two other Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ritva explains that these two were left out because being that they were so well known, so there was no need to publicize it in the Mishnah, everyone knew about them. And instead we put in two Nisim that happened in Yerushalayim. But really, the ninth and tenth Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash are these two. The Tani we learned in the Raisa. Number one of these missing two is that Me'ailum Loi Kibu Gishamim E Shal Atze HaMaracha, that rei never extinguished the fire from the wood of the Atze Maracha on the Mizbeach. that clearly the Mizbeach didn't have a roof on it, and so technically it should be that if it would rain, so it should take out the fire from the Mizbeach. But there was a nace that happened, and that this never actually happened. That rain never actually took out the fire from the Mizbeach. And then nace number two of the missing two nisim is that Va'ashan ha-maracha afilu kol arucha sheba'olam, that the smoke, that the fire, the smoke of the maracha, of the Mizbeach, that even if all the winds in the world would come, were bais, they were coming, and blowing at the fire, at the smoke, it still didn't move the smoke from its place, and the smoke went straight up. So that was the second of the missing, of the two missing nisim. In fact, the Gemara of Vesu Lakar, there are no more nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Vatani Rav Shmaya Bekalnevai, Rav Shmaya in Kalnevai, in the name of a place, he said over that there was another nisim that happened as well. First of all, Shivrei Kli Chayres Nivlan B'mkayman, that the broken pieces of the Kli Chayres that were used to cook, the Kachikachim, Rashi says, that there was a lacha that if once you cooked Kachikachim in Kalim, so now there's bliyos, there's taste particles that get absorbed into the Kli. So now those particles are going to become Naisar once the carbon becomes Naisar. And therefore, the Torah tells us that we have to break the Kalim that you cook the Kachim inside of. You have to break the Kalim. So Rashi says there was a nace that happened with the kalim of kachi kachim, which couldn't be taken outside of the azara. You had to keep, just like the carbon itself, you had to stay in the azara. So the kalim also had to stay in the azara. So when you broke it, it had to stay in the azara. So now what? The whole azara is going to be filled with broken pieces of kalim. No, there was a nace that happened, and that is that the shivrei kli charis, these broken pieces of the kalim, were nivlan bimkaima, that they got absorbed in their place. Va'amar abaye, that another nace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, is that murah v'naitza, which is the different parts of the oila sa'if that are removed before burning the eif. So v'dishon ha-mizbeach ha-panimi, and the eifer that's cleared off in the mizbeach ha-panimi, v'dishon ha-menaira, the wicks and the oil that's cleaned out of the menaira, all these things were nevlam b'mkayman. So that's another nace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, that those things also were just absorbed in their place. So the Gemara is counting that as two, that the kli chayres, the shivrei kli chayres, and then all these other things that they were all nevlam b'mkayman. So that we have two other nisim over here that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. So, right, meaning, what's the kasha? The kasha is that now we have 12 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no. Psule talasa havu chashvinu bichad. The three things that we said that there was a nase about them, that they never became pasul. We said the aimer never became pasul, the shtei lechem never became pasul, and the lechem apanu never became pasul. So count all of those as one nase. So now we just took out two. So now apik tray, we took out two. Va'ayel tray, add in these two, and beautiful. Now we have exactly 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, no, because if you're going to tell me that all those things count as one because it's all in the same category, if so, then these things also that they got absorbed in their place, which we counted as two, we should consider them like one because it's all the same idea. And then it's going to come out that we actually were missing one. We only have 9 nisim now. We're missing a 10th nase that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, we found a 10th one. Ikanami achriti. There is a 10th one. The Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that nes gadol hayanasa b'lechem apanim. There was a nes gadol, a tremendous nes that happened with the lechem apanim, and that was that silukai kesidurai, that when they took it off, when they took off the lechem apanim from the shulchan at the end of the week, it was just as fresh and hot as when they put it on in the beginning of the week. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lasum lechem chayim b'yayim hilak chay, that you put the hot bread, the fresh bread, on the day that you took it off, meaning that even on the day that you take it off, meaning even on the day that they took off the bread, it was still fresh and hot like what it was when they put it on. So that was the 10th and final nes in this list of 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash.